Uptown, one of those Steely Dan type grooves. It's in A minor, and we got the one chord followed by the six chord, followed by the four chord, then the seven chord, then the one chord, then the five chord, then the six, and then the seven. That's the entire A section. Alright, I'll repeat that. 1, 6, 4, 7, 1, 5, 6, 7. That's how I see that. It's all diatonic to A minor, Aeolian. Right? The bridge, the B section, it goes to the relative major, C, so there's nothing really new there. However, the very next chord, E7, is, it's not non-diatonic because you're going to A minor, and I said in a previous track that the 5 chord is often made into a dominant. When you're in a minor key, the 5 chord, in this case, the key of A minor, the 5 chord is diatonically E minor, but in practice it's oftentimes E7, so there's not really that much going on that's different there from A minor, that is, but it does suggest a G sharp leading tone note. If you want to play G instead, that works out fine too. And then in bar 4 of the B section is something interesting. It has a C7, so that introduces a B flat note, and which moves it away slightly from the Aeolian key of A minor Aeolian, because it's got a B flat. Would you call that Phrygian? No, I really wouldn't. I would just call it the 5 chord of the next chord we're going to, which is F. You know, are we switching keys here? No, it's not long enough to really call it a key change. We're not switching the key to F, but C7 is the 5 chord of the F, and that's why the C7 sounds so good where it is. These chords are not just randomly. The reason I'm going through this is not just for your soloing, but for your compositional ideas. You know, think about what's happening here, and maybe you can make progressions that have some elements, you know, that you like from here. And if you don't like any of them, then don't write any of these in your compositions. It's as simple as that. But learning about stuff is always useful from many different points of view. And of course, improvising is spontaneous composition. So even if you're not into, quote, songwriting, and you're just into soloing, well, guess what? Every time you solo, you're making up a new song. You're making up a new melody, at least, you know. But I'm digressing. The way I would analyze this B section would be 3, 5 dominant, 1, 3 dominant, 6, 4, 7 sus. All right. And then the second line, 3, 5 dominant, 1, 3 dominant, 6, 4, and then 5 sus, and or 5 dominant sus and 5 dominant. All right. So there are subtleties. It's mostly A minor. I keep using the word subtleties, but that's what basically this stuff is. It's A minor with some slight harmonic nuances that, if you're aware of them, it can really transform you from an intermediate player to a more advanced sounding player, you know. That's why we take the time to go through this, all right? So have fun on that one.